Vladimir Putin begins drafting citizens to fight in Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president this morning says he's ordered the Russian military to mobilize people now in the military reserves and to call back to service some of the Russians with previous military experience. This is Ukraine's counteroffensive has pushed Russian forces back from several areas in the eastern part of Ukraine. On Friday, the Russians will hold elections in four areas of Ukraine controlled by Russian troops to let the people there decide to become part of Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says 7 months into the invasion, Putin is getting desperate.
None of this, the sham referenda, the potential mobilization of additional forces, is a sign of strength. On the contrary, it's a sign of weakness. It's the sign of Russian failure.
President Biden addresses the United Nations General Assembly this morning. He'll say that Russia's naked aggression in Ukraine is an affront to all the UN stands for. In addition to record-breaking numbers of illegal border crossings, Customs and Border Protection reports several thousand suspected terrorists have entered the country.
The names of 12 people apprehended in August between ports of entry matched up with names in the terror screening database. And that makes 78 terror screening database hits this fiscal year at the southwest border. Just between ports of entry, that is more than triple the previous 5 years combined.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Federal Reserve Board prepared to hike interest rates again today. A third straight 3/4% hike is expected. That'll push the Fed's key lending rate to its highest level in 14 years. Anticipating Wall Street lower yesterday, the Dow lost 313 points, NASDAQ dropped 110, the S&P 500 closed 44 points lower. A health emergency has been declared in Puerto Rico. Hurricane Fiona's Sunday impact has left much of the island without power or drinking water. The storm has now reached Category 4 strength in the Caribbean. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The introductory meeting with legal teams and the special master overseeing the evidence seized from Mar-a-Lago held a hearing on Tuesday, contentious at times.
Judge Raymond Deary, the special master, asked Trump's attorneys for proof that Trump did indeed declassify documents seized by the FBI. Trump's legal team took issue with the request, arguing they don't want to give too many details over fears of exposing Trump criminally. Deary said, quote, "You can't have your cake and eat it too," end quote. Deary has until November 30th to complete his review, although that could be extended if warranted.
Fox's David Spunt. The Justice Department, in a late-night filing with the Federal Appeals Court, said Trump's attorneys cannot articulate any plausible claim to the documents seized in the raid. More than 200 whales are stranded off Tasmania's west coast. They appear to be pilot whales, notorious for stranding in large numbers for reasons that are not entirely understood. A whale rescue team is gearing up and headed to the area. There's a call for screening adults in the U.S. for the way they react to stress.
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends anxiety screening in primary care for adults without symptoms. This is the first time such a recommendation has been made by the task force, and their guidelines often determine insurance coverage. The recommendation is based on a review that started before the COVID-19 pandemic and found that benefits like treatment far outweighed the risks. One of the study's co-authors says anxiety disorders are one of the most common mental health complaints and affect about 40% of U.S. women at some point in their lives, along with more than one in four men. Black people, those living in poverty, and people who have lost partners face higher risks for developing anxiety. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Yankee slugger Aaron Judge blasted his 60th home run last night. That puts him one away from Roger Maris' American League record. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.